Hello, beautiful women of power and spirit. Today, we are going to explore a wonderful prescription from January 24th, 2018, and it goes like this. Bring shape and form to your gift so that others can benefit from your creations. As humans, we know it's possible to become so caught up in our physical acts of creation, like taking care of our everyday needs, that we can forget to tend to the spiritual, and that's where our potential lives. At the same time, once we discover the peace and joy of spiritual reality, it is equally easy to become complacent in that space and then neglect to bring spiritual realizations into meaningful service in the physical. Rabindranath Tagore, an East Indian who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913, said this about bringing forth our moments of bliss into the world. I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service is joy. It can be confusing to understand sometimes exactly how our moments of spiritual bliss and wisdom translate into service. However, you don't have to remain stuck. When you aren't sure, there is something I've learned to do, and maybe this will work for you. I simply start doing the thing I was thinking about doing. Pretty simple, isn't it? If it didn't pan out, I knew I could always move on. But service itself has a way of priming the pump to greater service, particularly if you challenge yourself to go beyond where you have already been. You didn't come here to coast. If your soul wanted to coast, it could have stayed where it was on the other side before you came here. You came to one of the most rugged, tactile, emotion-filled planets in existence. Doesn't that sound more like you might have just come here for the ride of your life? And I doubt very much you came here just to experience pain. Many of us come here because the potential to experience immense transformation is unparalleled, and we wanted to experience that, both in the spiritual and in the physical. So when you think about what is next for you and how you can bring your spiritual gifts and wisdom into form, think service. Look for where there is an obvious need, where your gifts and talents could make a significant difference, and dig in with the best you've got to give. Your acts of service will stimulate more spiritual insights, which in turn stimulate greater acts of service, and on and on. The wonderful thing about stepping in right away into service is that it also has a way of bringing clarity to the spiritual insights you have already received. It's as though the action helps bring the insight, the wisdom coming through your spiritual gifts into form. This is alchemy, the marriage of the spiritual to the physical. And like the alchemical magic of spring flowers, before you know it, you'll be going from potential to full bloom.